Let's get my notes up here. We're joined by Mayor Tim McPhee following Monday's town council meeting. And first off, Mayor McPhee, one of the things I wanted to talk to you a little bit about was the museum deaccessioning. For those who don't know, kind of take us through what that means and what you guys had got in contact with Minister Tanyafur about.
Yeah, so the museum was closed a couple of years ago, and then it fell to the town to look after all the pieces that are in there. So we went through some legislation and what was expected of the town to do the deaccessionation process. So we wrote to the minister, and they came back and basically saying that the old legislation has changed. We are now looking at advertising for some people that had made some donations if they're not going to stay. There is some pieces, of course, that the town would like to keep and display in our facilities. And in the current location, we would like to keep some pieces. But once we determine the pieces that are no longer wanted, there's so many duplicates upstairs and in storage at that facility. So we have a list of people that made the contacts. And if it's not staying, we'll get a hold of them. They want it back. And if not, we'll offer it to other museums in the area. And hopefully we'll be able to disperse most of the stuff that we don't feel that we need there.
All right. And taking a look at, as you said, that process, that could be a lengthy one. What are some of the things that you see as being some of those things that could move from the museum?
Well, there's probably 40 typewriters to start with. But what we'll do is we'll take a look at all the pieces that are there and try to figure out what is significant to this area. And those are the ones that we want to showcase in our facilities and at the museum, which is going to become an event center. But there is all kinds of old equipment that's in the trees in the back as well. But we will give the public, because we have a record of everything that was donated, and we will give notice, for a couple of weeks' notice, if anybody would like anything that their family donated back that isn't within the plans of the town to keep and display. And then we'll move forward after that.
And as you mentioned, the future of the actual facility there, that Vegreville Museum building, obviously plans for that as well.
We do. An event center, we're looking long-term that we'd like to maybe move the campground down there. There's a large piece of land there, and it's away from. And so we're looking into that right now, what that would cost in the next few years to have a very large campground in there. And again, the opportunity to display some of these pieces within that building that'll be used for small weddings, family functions, family reunions. So we're just going through that process now of what it's all going to look like. And then we'll move forward here. And again, everything we do, we'll make sure that the public is well informed about the pieces that will no longer be staying there.
One of the other topics from Monday's meeting I wanted to chat with you a bit about was the conversation with Mitch Newton, Manager of Protective Services, regarding the body-worn camera policy. I understand you guys had an opportunity to look at what the policy is and some amendments to bring back the camera policy with those amendments from council.
Yeah, Manager Newton and the senior admin of the town had gone through a lot of different policies from other municipalities when it comes to the body-worn cameras. And then council, we had a few concerns about when it was going to be used. And how we would turn it off if somebody was objecting to be in on camera. So they took back our comments. They made the changes in the policy and brought it back. And we're real happy about it now. And so it protects our employees, but it also protects the public as well. So it's not that we only turn it on just to protect ourselves, because we know that there's other situations where we need to protect the public when it comes to this as well. So the changes were made, and council approved the new policy yesterday, and we will be moving forward. All of our municipal enforcement employees will be, when there is a situation, they're called, there will be a camera involved in that process moving forward.